Nolte, CNN's Caitlin Collins claims Luigi Mangione tweet newsworthy after deleting it. By John Nolte on February 17, 2025. CNN's Caitlin Collins now claims she's weeded out the information to Luigi Mangione's defense fund because it is newsworthy. Collins, the left-wing harridan who hosts a basement-rated CNN show and regularly makes a fool of herself at the White House, is under fire for inexplicably tweeting the web address for Mangione's legal defense team, which includes a GiveSendGo link to contribute to his legal defense. Mangione, of course, is the accused left-wing assassin charged with gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in cold blood. Ever since the early November assassination, Luigi, who was captured and charged 2 weeks later, has become a romantic hero among those on the left who believe he is guilty of this heinous murder. When I say Collins inexplicably tweeted out Luigi Mangione's defense fund information, what I mean is that, 1, Mangione is not part of Collins' beat. 2, a good faith search could not find if she found newsworthy and tweeted out the web address for the many parties who sought to defend January 6th defendants. And 3, her tweet contained no context and no reporting. She simply announced the following. Luigi Mangione's legal defense team has launched a new website today. Okay, that might be newsworthy, but why add the link? And where's the journalism? Where's the who, what, when, why, how, and where? After she was criticized, Collins deleted the tweet. If that's not bizarre enough, she responded to a New York Post story about her original tweet with this tweet. This is not true, Collins said of the Post headline. I posted that his attorneys created a website, which is newsworthy and other outlets have also reported on. In no way did I share a fundraising link for him. The link was right there in her tweet. Fundraising is the whole point of the website. But the question she has so far refused to answer is this. If all she did was report on the defense and there's nothing wrong with that, why did she delete her original tweet? If what she did was journalism and therefore defensible, why delete it? As I wrote over the weekend, the issue here is not whether or not Luigi Mangione is entitled to a defense. He is. Everyone is, including those accused of the most evil crimes imaginable. The question is why a so-called journalist hated and abetted his defense. If Collins had a history of tweeting out defense websites or if Mangione was a part of her beat, this might make sense. Had she added some journalism to the tweet, that might make sense. None of that happened, and she obviously deleted the tweet because she could not defend it. I'll say it again. Imagine if during the Obama administration, a Fox News White House correspondent promoted a Dylann Roof defense fund, and for the same reasons, which is no news value reason whatsoever. That Fox News reporter is gone. Watching these dreadful people destroy their own credibility is pure joy. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.